have 8 people being baptized in water today, and I'm not preaching. This is a message in itself. As they will give their testimonies, and they will declare their following of the Lord in the waters of baptism. So let's just pray. Father, we thank you for this time. Lord, we just pray that this baptism today would touch each one that's here. Lord, those that are being baptized and those who are giving witness to these public demonstrations of the inward commitment that these people have already made. We pray for your blessing. We pray for your approval, Father. We pray for the presence of the Holy Spirit to be here as well as he was at the baptism of Jesus. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. When we're to call them up one by one, they are going to share a word of testimony. They're going to have somebody pray over them, and then we'll help them down in the tank to be baptized. So Bill Schoenberg is first.
This is a special day. Most of you are probably wondering, why has he waited so late? You see me every Sunday. I've probably been baptized I don't know how many times. But it's been on my heart the last 5 or 6 years. To redo this thing unto the Lord. And so today will be a day of rededication of my heart and my spirit unto the Lord. And the only other thing I'll say is, please, all of you, pray for me that my ways be the ways of the Lord. What else can a beggar say to a king when he's given him everything? Amen. Bob Shackleton, would you come forward, please?
Understand, there's a quite an intimate thing going on here. This lady that just came out of the pool here happens to be a mother.
I was saved when I was 13, and I was in Little Rock Villery in Memphis and the GA, and I always thought I would be a missionary. Well, I was like the Israelites. I wandered around the mountain for a long time, and until probably 2002 when I came back here. And God has directed my path and my steps, and I am so grateful for that. For this church, for our friends, for the truth that's found here. And I'm so grateful for that. And today, for me, is a day of resolution. I pray that everything I do and say from now would be pleasing to Him. And I'm so thankful.
Saved a wretch like me.
Seen this when we died of self, and you just didn't see us all together when we went down different roads, and a lot of dark roads. And I know for me in my life, I went down a lot of dark roads, and roads that the Lord never wanted me to go down. So I'm just real grateful that He just said, Gina, no matter what shape you're in, come on, let it go. And I wrote something in 2004. It was for a ladies' tea, and we were given a part in Ecclesiastes, and we had 10 minutes to talk, and I remember thinking, okay, Lord, you got to help me, and He gave me this, and I thought, well, you know, I want to read it today, because it means a lot to me, and it's entitled, My Part Was a Time to Break Down and a Time to Build Up. I began sharing with you that I know that only God Himself delivered me into His uprightness. A time that I now see where I was broken in spirit, mind, and body. You see, I now know in my heart that God likes to take broken things beyond our own repair and fix them to His liking. Just like a broken toy, you have to take it to be repaired or it stays broken. I found myself in my life where I had some broken parts in me that still was usable for both myself and for others and myself, so I thought. When I came to a bump in the road of life, I would just stop and put a plug in my tire. But you too know that you can only ride on a plug tire for so long. God wants us to come into His arms when we are broken. I ask God to create in me a clean heart and new spirit. How broken does one need to be before he goes to Jesus? How often do we feel God could never fix even us? How often do we forget that God is the one who built us, handcrafted in His own likeness? How often do we turn to other things or people to fix us when we break down? So on my knees, I pray to God to take this broken person He created to pick me up from a fallen state of mind and body. I turn to my Creator, my Master Architect and Builder, to humbly ask Him to put me on His repair list. I praise God for knowing my heart and never giving up on me when I gave up on myself. I praise God that He never puts His divine tools away when we are broken and need fixing. From sinking sand, He lifted me. I was in a time of brokenness in my life while God had already planned my season of His building and restoring me. Have you ever heard of someone getting their engine rebuilt? Why can't we ask God to put us back together? I realize today that God takes our impossibles and makes them His possibles. When we feel like junk, God sees us as His treasures. You see, God doesn't own a junkyard. He took the broken parts of me in my time and used me in His season of rebuilding. I went from lonely and unsalvageable to a new limited edition. I am recreated. I am restored. I am a new creation. I am recreated. I am adopted and not up for sale. I have worth today and value. Come unto me, all ye who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I was exhausted and broken. I pulled up next to God to park and rest. While I was weary, He was working. You see, God never sleeps. I was made during overtime. My physical body has been rebuilt. I have created in me a clean heart and a renewed spirit. My new eyes are fixed on my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My heart beats to a new rhythm. My knees are bent and my head bowed. I blow my horn now to remind myself and others of who made me. I wear a new kind of tread in my shoes. I walk in His ways. I keep myself maintenance regularly in His Word. I shine brightly with a new coat of redemption on. I am no longer my own driver. Today I am made whole. When I feel useless, God sees use. God waits for His children to call on Him. I don't know why I waited until I felt all broken to ask God for help. God took my scraps and made me whole. My scraps were His treasures. I am a reborn follower of my Lord. I have been bought and paid for. I am God's child. I am no longer my own. I am brand new. I am His. Sister Joan.
My carnal path, I came to find out one thing, that Satan is a liar. And Jesus was my last resort, my very last straw. I chose everything. He was my last straw. And Satan is such a liar that the truth of it is that Jesus is the answer for everything. He has answered and filled every need, every sorrow, every hole. He's filled it all. And this is coming from someone who never felt lovable, love worthy. I can't explain to you in words, and Gina's words were so beautiful, what she wrote down. that I can't even say in words what Jesus has done for me. But my life is at peace. I have one thing that I was wondering whether I should come up here and talk about today, though. But I have a confession to make. And Satan still had his grips on me with one thing. And I really want to tell you about it because I need prayer. I no longer believe him. But I must be pretty hard-headed or something because I can't rid it. And that's cigarettes. So I need your prayer. Because he is a liar. And but I know Jesus is more powerful. But I felt like I need to confess that the hidden, it's my pet secret. And it no longer is secret. I'm ashamed of it. And that's his way, Satan's way of keeping me ashamed. And I know I don't have to be anymore. So thank you for praying for me because I know you will. And I asked my dad, Phil, to pray for me today.
Today I just wanted to share with you guys my dedication of my life and my love to God, because he's done a lot in my life. I had an internal struggle where I didn't know who I was, where I was going with life, and everything just seemed so difficult. And then after I brought Jesus into my life, everything just came naturally, and he's just shown me that there is good in the world. And I'd like my mother to come up.
Fine. stand above in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
And then a year later, a light came, and it was God speaking through someone that is now very special to me, and he said it to me. God showed me that there's more than sin, there's love and family. I never knew what that was before, and so one of my friends brought me to this church. God spoke to me through her and told me that I am loved and cared for more than anyone could. And instead of going down that dark and crowded road, I went down this road full of flowers and happiness. And I was always hoping to find love and people that would care for me. And I found that someone. And I just asked for it to be cool. My best friend and sister to come and care for me.
Jesus,
I love the Lord, and he has done so much for me, and I just want to get my old life back. When I was younger, I felt like I had a perfect life, and now it's just ruined, and I am here to get baptized to have a better life.
That's a lot more than I thought Bailey would say.
Amen.
Bailey's dad, Blair, and I pastored the Assembly of God Church in Menominee for about 6 years. So Pastor asked me if I wanted to baptize Bailey, and I said I would appreciate that, so I'm going to baptize her here this morning. Lord, we just thank you for Bailey here today. Lord, we know the heart you've given her, Lord, the heart for you. And Lord, I pray she grows every day, Lord, that you continue just to bless her. God, you're covering and being upon her. And Lord, you just fill it full of the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, do your will. So I pray now today would be a blessing. That God, that she would be a blessing to many others.
Testimonies today, why wouldn't anybody want to serve Jesus? He's indescribable. And the Bible calls him the indescribable gift. And one of my favorite messages is My King. The guy goes on, he's got 5 minutes. And he describes Jesus like you wouldn't believe. But in the end, he says, I wish I could describe him to you. Because you can't, you have to experience it. I'm going to turn it over to George. I'm going to go get dried off. You can dismiss, have somebody else dismiss. Could we stand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for these hearts today. For these lives, Lord, that you are working in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this precious time that we got to share. Hallelujah. You are so good. Your mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that you allowed us to be here today to share this precious time. Lord, be with us, work in our hearts, Lord, that every moment we would rededicate to you. Father, just go with us. And like so many have proclaimed, Lord, that you were waiting for me when I got there, just go before us, Lord, that in those times of hardship, in those times of staggering, Lord, that we would stagger into your arms. In those times of rejoicing and dancing, Lord, we would rejoice and dance before you, Lord. Father, keep our hearts and our minds and our lives turned toward you as we go. Be with us now. Amen. Hallelujah. You are dismissed.